Hello, friends, and welcome to the Music Roundtable on WKDW-FM. We have rounded up the usual suspects, Mikey G from Mikey G's Vinyl, Sir Joe the Oldies Guy, and me, Bob Miller, the host of Rock Show. Today's discussion centers around the theme of something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. So let me jump in here and talk about something old. I mentioned that to my friend and current golf partner, Wayne, in Bradenton, Florida, and he said, "Hey, I got something old." So he sent me the song, and it's by a lady named Shirley Matthews. Shirley was a Canadian pop singer born in Harrow, Ontario, which some of you might know is near Essex, Ontario, Canada, which is next door to Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And I believe Windsor, Ontario is the only Canadian city south of the United States border. Shirley was born in 1942, and when she was young, she sang in the church choir and at high school dances. Prior to embarking on a career in music, she worked in a Bell telephone office while singing nights at the Club Blue Note in Toronto. Her debut single, Big Town Boy, was a major hit in Canada in 1964, and it sold over a million copies. She won the RPM Gold Leaf Award for Female Vocalist of the Year in 1964. However, her later singles failed to duplicate Big Town Boy's success. Now, my friend Wayne claims that Big Town Boy was a hit in the Detroit, Michigan area because of the 50,000-watt radio station out of Windsor, the Big 8 CKLW. And Big Town Boy debuted on CKLW in December of 1963, which was the same day as the Beatles' She Loves You. To start with something old, here's Shirley Matthews and Big Town Boy.
People all around call you a big man.
Hey, Hey, Big Town Boy by Shirley Matthews. I have to thank Wayne for pulling out that chestnut. I can remember hanging out in the streets of Detroit. AM radio was big, and that song was playing on the Canadian radio station, CKLW. Well, it's time to move on to something new.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name. Hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. I said Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you succeed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
From the year 2014, Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. That single was produced by Mark Ronson, who, by the way, is the stepson of Mick Jones, founder and songwriter of the band Foreigner. Those young men were getting funky. Whew! So now we turn to Something Borrowed, a song written by Warren Zevon and borrowed by Linda Ronstadt. And using her tremendous, beautiful voice, Linda puts a great spin on Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. Pitiful Me, written by Warren Zevon. You can hear Warren's dark humor in that song. Linda Ronstadt's interpretation was produced by Peter Asher, by the way, and it was for her multi-platinum album, Simple Dreams. Ronstadt's live version appeared on the soundtrack album to the 1978 movie FM, while the studio included on her Platinum Plus album, Greatest Hits Volume 2. The version was the week's highest debut on the Billboard Hot 100 chart the week of January 28, 1978, and it reached number 26 on Cashbox Top 100, and then number 31 in Billboard. So let's turn the page to Something Blue. For those of you who love jazz, you know who's blowing that horn. John William Coltrane, born September 23rd, 1926, died July 17th, 1967. Coltrane was an American jazz saxophonist and composer, working in the bebop and hard bop idioms early in his career. Coltrane helped pioneer the use of modes and was at the forefront of free jazz. He led at least 50 recording sessions and appeared on many, many albums by other musicians, including trumpeter Miles Davis and the great Thelonious Monk. And he remains one of the most influential saxophonists in music history. We just heard Blue Train. So the clock is turning, and it's time to turn the microphone over to Sir Joe, the oldies guy. Joe, you have something old for us?
Well, everybody, the song I picked is Over the Rainbow. Now, interesting fact that I found that it was written for Israel by Harold Arlen, whose real name was Hyman Arluck. We're familiar with it from The Wizard of Oz. And it was recorded by Judy Garland in 1938 for MGM. And as a note, my friend Dennis Ostrom considers it to be one of the best sung songs ever. So here's a little bit of Judy Garland and Over the Rainbow. In the 1960s, Vito Balsamo and the Salutations decided that they would do a recording of Over the Rainbow. So here's a doo-wop version.
Oh,
Over the Rainbow was recorded by Eric Clapton in 2001 World Tour at Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. And it was from the album One More Car, One More Rider, and here's Eric Clapton's version.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles get like lemon drops, where you cross the Jimmy Downs, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow.
That wasn't too much having the full version of the song three times, but from 1938 to 2001 and still going strong, a beautiful song with beautiful music and beautiful lyrics.
Thank you, Joe, for Something Old. And we continue with Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue. It is my pleasure to turn the microphone over to Mikey G from Mikey G's Vinyl. Hello, Mike.
Thanks, Bob. And before I begin, I'd just like to take a moment to tell our listeners that this marks the 20th show that we have done together. When we began the Music Roundtable, we had expectations, but quite frankly, we didn't know what would happen. And I have just had such a great time working with you two and learning from you two that it's been just a great experience. So I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank our listeners for listening in and hope that we have imparted some degree of wisdom and some degree of our love of music to the listening audience. In today's old, new, borrowed, and blue, the parameters are really very large. And so we can really pick from a variety of song titles. So I'm going to begin with a song title by Dion and the Belmonts called I Wonder Why.
Now I love you like I do. Now I do. Don't know why I love you.
I remember when I first heard this song, and I was young at the time. I had really just begun my record collecting, and the only thing I could afford at the time were 45s. This was pre-Beatles, so I really wasn't as fanatical as I became once the Beatles arrived on our shores. And I said to myself, this is a great rock and roll record. It is a perfect record in that it just moves along. Before you know it, the song is over, which means you've really gotten into it, which means you've really become a part of it, and it causes you to sing with it, to dance with it. And I just thought these guys were great, and I did as much as I possibly could to buy as many Dion and the Belmonts records as possible. And of course, I was really upset when Dion left the group, but he had a tremendous solo career, and quite frankly, the Belmonts had some really good a cappella albums and doo-wop albums that they put out. So it was a wonderful time to listen to new music. And speaking of new music, which is now the second part of our old, new, borrowed, and blue, I'm going to play a song by a person named Pokey Lafarge. Hope you like it.
Vacuuming the hardwood floor, screaming loud, slamming doors, and I'm in the room below with the ceiling caving in. The way you are, I else I would have lost my mind. I wouldn't let her do it to me this time, but it's all better now. My mind and you shut me up. You said you would let me know when I had enough. I put it all out on the line. Now there's nothing more to give. Yes, but since you took all there was to take, including any reason there was for me to stay, you can have all my records if you promise to move to Texas.
That was Pokey LaFarge with All Better Now. It's a new album, just came out recently. It's on New West Records, and the name of the album is Rock Bottom. I really like the song. You can sing along to it, you can dance along to it, you can even whistle along to it, and it's a really upbeat, nice kind of song. I'm now going to go to the borrowed part of our portion, and I actually have two that I want to play for you. The first one is by two guys that don't need an introduction, but I'm going to introduce them anyway, Rod Stewart and Eric Clapton, doing Blue Moon.
Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows of the night that poets find beguiling seem flat as the moonlight, with no one to stay up for. I went to sleep at 10. Life was a bitter cup for the saddest of all men. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of mine. Suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Without a love of my own, without a love of my own, without a love of my own. Now I've a girl of my own.
So that song was borrowed from the writer Lorenz Hart, who wrote Blue Moon. Blue Moon has been covered countless times. I think it's just a beautiful version of that song. The next borrowed one I want to do is by a new artist, by Ed Sheeran. And Sheeran borrows a song from Elton John called Candle in the Wind, which to me is one of the best songs that I've heard in many, many years. Here's Ed Sheeran.
Ooh. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you cold. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would like to have known you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Loneliness was tough, the toughest role that you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, and pain was the price you paid. And even when you died, oh, the press still hounded you. All the papers had to say was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would like to have known you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you cold. Goodbye, Norma Jean, from the young man in the 22nd row, sees you something more than sexual, more than just our Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would like to have known you, but I was just a kid. Candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Candle burned out long before the legend ever did.
Well, that was Ed Sheeran, who borrowed that song from Elton John and does an incredible job with it. There were so many possible blue songs and borrowed songs that I had to combine some of them. In thinking about my last song for the old, new, borrowed, and blue set, there were so many. But then, in the end, there really is only one, and that is Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers.
Keep on flowing, and don't worry about where it's going. No, no.
Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, me. Thank you, listeners. We got a skedaddle. Bye-bye, friends.